Shalom to all. Today's office is Kalaim Chav Beis, and we are starting about the fifth line with the words Tvua B'Tvua Beis Roiva, which is a quote from the Mishnah. And the Vilna Sursa Daf, it's right at the beginning of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basar B'Yakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that when we have two fields of grain next to each other, in order for them not to be considered Kalaim, we have to have a full Beis Roiva in between them. But now the Gemara tells us, this has to be that they're not surrounded on all four sides. However, if there's a fence surrounding these two fields of grain, even though there is a Beis Roiva in between them, it's still considered Kalayim. However, now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Zeir Rabba Kumi Rabbi Yasa, Kinan Amrin, are we really saying this? Hadah Bikas Simanya, does that mean what we're dealing with Bikas Simanya, which is a giant area of land, Ein Zarin L'Seicha Ela Min Echer Bavad, that one would only be allowed to plant one min inside if it's surrounded with a fence? And we end up with no answer to this question. Now we talk about Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer V'chulu. We had said that Rabbi Eliezer argues with a Chamim that when we're dealing with Yarek and Tvua, we only need a separation of six Tvachim. And the Gemara tells us, Masav Rabbi Eliezer L'Rabbanin. Over here, Masav does not mean he asked, it just means he said to the Rabbanon, Kamada Islachain Kal Beshur V'chaim Rabim Ruba, the same way that you have a Kula when it comes to a row, but a Chomra when it comes to a square, meaning a field, as we mentioned in the Mishnah and we've learned before, that if a person wants to plant different rows in their field, they could be different Minim, and there only needs to be a small separation in between them. The only time we need to have a large separation is if we're talking about a meruba, a square, or a field. So Rabbi Eliezer says, and here's the proper girsa, Kain isli kal b'meruba. I also hold that there's even a kula when it comes to meruba, when it comes to a square, when it comes to a field. As we had just said, Rabbi Eliezer had told us in the Mishnah that if we're planting yerek, a row of vegetables, next to a field of grain, we would only need a separation of six tfachim and not a whole base raiva. Now the proper girsa, the continuation of the Gemara is Vehina Hashkachan. So where do we find this kula? The answer is Kada Tani. It's like we learned in the Braisa. We've learned this previously. If a person wants to plant a row of vegetables within their field of grain, he has to make the length of the row 10.5 amos long, and the width of it has to be 6 tfachim. And as long as he has this row, which is 10.5 amos long and 6 tfachim wide, he can plant that with vegetables in the middle of his field of grain. Now, further discussing this din, Chaf Beis on Beis on top, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan clarifies, he's only allowed to plant one min in this entire row. He can't plant multiple minim here. Now, Amar Rab Zeira says, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, Shahayu Shiva, that if the width of this row is 7 tefachim, not 6, but 7, Shuzarea tefach mikan v'tefach mikan, he can plant one min at one tefach, meaning we'll call that a tefach number 1 of the width of the 7, and another min of a tefach on the other side, meaning a tefach number 7, and Oysan Chamisha, that 5 tefachim in the middle, which is empty, Nidan l'kan u'l'kan, is judged here and there. Namely, the min that's planted in tefach number 1 is considered to be part of a 6 tefach row because it has 5 tefachim of empty space next to it, and the min planted at tefach number 7 is also considered like a 6 tefach row because it has 5 tefachim of empty space next to it, even though they're both sharing that 5 tefachim of space. Now, where do we get this from? The answer is, and here's the proper girsa, min demar Reb Ze'era masav al Reb Yechanan taman, based off of which Reb Ze'era said on Reb Yechanan over there. This goes back to the Gemara in Yud Zayin Amud Beis when we were discussing Reish Tar, and we had said that even though Reb Yechanan is machmir with Reish Tar, that we don't imagine anything like Reish Lakish and Chizkiya do. They say we'll imagine that we have Reish Tar over here, even though there isn't something planted. Reb Yechanan says we don't imagine anything, and the proper way to have Reish Tar is that a full Reiva of land is planted, and then it can begin sloping to a point. However, there was one kula which we discussed over there. Reb Ze'era had said in Shitas Reb Yechanan that if there was an area of a base Reiva and a half, which is 15 amos, and the outer 5 amos are planted with different minim, namely amos 1 to 5 is planted with one thing, and amos 10 to 15 is planted with something else, then we can imagine as if the middle 5 amos are planted as well, even though nothing's actually planted there, and we're doubling up using this middle half for both outer sections. So it's the same thing over here. The middle 5 tefachim of the 7 tefach row are empty, and viewed as completing the 6 tefach wide row for the min planted on tefach 1 and for the min planted on tefach 7. And now we continue with this din that if we have a 6 tefach wide row that's 10.5 amos long, we can plant vegetables in it even though it's in a field of grain. But now let's say, not a chetzi shura, he planted half of the row, meaning he only planted 5 amos of the row, va'amad loy, and then he stopped, ubikish lahaschol b'shura acheres, and he wants to plant something in the row next to it. So Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Aser, it's Aser for him to continue planting next to it, because Imrim Loy will tell him, Akaris Ashura, either uproot this half row that you planted, Oim Aleas Ashura, or fill the row. There's no planting half of the 5 amas. He has to plant the full 10 ama row. But now we're going to discuss the other way around. He has a full 10 ama length planted, but he only has half of the width planted. Is that okay? So Rav Yudan Amar, Rav Yudan says, in this case, Espalgan Rav Chir Barva, Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Rav Chir Barva and Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak argue about this. Chad Amar, one of them says, Afilu Shlosh L'Sech Shisha, even if only three out of the six are planted, meaning three tefachim on one side of the row is planted, and the other side of the row is completely empty, that's okay. Whereas Zacharna Amar, the other one says, Afilu Echad Mikan V'Echad Mikan V'Echad Be'emtza, even if one tefach here, one tefach there, and one tefach in the middle are planted, that's okay. Meaning it doesn't have to be that there's three tefachim in a row planted. It could be that he planted the first tefach, left a small gap, planted the middle tefach, left a small gap, and then planted the last tefach. That's also fine. And v'lo yadin, we don't know, man amarda, uman amarda, who says this one, who says that one. Meaning we don't know whose shita is which. So Gemara Chav Gimel Amar Aleph on top tells us, min ma'da am Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, based off of Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Chia told us in the name Rabbi Yechanan, we can learn who says what. Ubavach lo hesham charva, as long as there's no empty space here. Meaning the only way we're allowed to have three out of the six tefachim planted is if there's no empty spaces that are not planted among the three tefachim. Clearly we see the Reb Chiya holds we have to have three tefachim in a row, meaning three tefachim next to each other out of the six planted, and that means Havrab Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, Huda Amar, it's from Shmuel Barav Yitzchak that says, Afilu Echad Mikan Vechad Mikan Vechad Be'emtza, even if one of these tefachim is on one side, one on the other side, and one in the middle, that's okay. However, now here's a case that they both agree to, meaning even Reb Chiya would agree to this case, Im Hayud Stadin Rabin Al Acharva, if the sides are more than the empty space, mutter than it would be permitted. So for example, one and a half tefachim of one end and one and a half tefachim of the other end have something planted in them, that's a full three tefachim, and then the middle tefach is planted, so that's a total of four tefachim planted, that means that we only have two tefachim of empty space. Even Reb Chiya would agree to that setup, since there's more planted than empty space. The only time that Reb Chiya says we're not allowed to have any empty space is if we're only planting three tefachim. Then those three tefachim have to be planted next to each other. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow talking about Delas Yavanis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.